Welcome back to The Prompt by Kuro House. Today we've got some major moves and shakeups in the AI world that you need to know about. From big layoffs and billion-dollar deals to new legislation and funding rounds, it's all happening fast. Meta is making headlines again with hundreds of layoffs as it doubles down on AI investments. According to The Verge, this round impacts teams across recruiting, social media, sales, and reality labs, the division behind smart glasses and VR headsets. Meta is shifting away from its metaverse ambitions, spending up to $135 billion on AI data centers and integrating Arm's new CPU technology. They've already cut over 1,000 Reality Labs jobs earlier this year and shuttered several VR studios and platforms. Despite these cuts, Meta says it's trying to find new roles for affected employees where possible. Disney's grand plans for AI and the metaverse are hitting some serious roadblocks. The Verge reports that OpenAI is shutting down Sora, a generative AI image program tied to Disney's billion-dollar deal to integrate AI into Disney+. Meanwhile, Epic Games, which Disney invested $1.5 billion in to build a metaverse, is laying off 1,000 employees amid Fortnite's declining momentum. This shakeup raises questions about the future of Disney's AI and metaverse strategies, casting doubt on their ambitious investments. It's a costly lesson in how fast and unpredictable this space can be, even for giants like Disney. On the funding front, Deccan AI just raised $25 million to support AI model training and evaluation, with much of its workforce based in India. TechCrunch covers how Deccan is carving out a niche by providing high-skill post-training services like coding improvements and reinforcement learning environments. The startup boasts a network of over 1 million contributors, including PhDs and domain experts, with top earners making up to $7,000 a month. Deccan's approach focuses on quality over quantity by concentrating operations mainly in India, unlike competitors spreading across 100-plus countries. With customers like Google DeepMind and Snowflake, Deccan is riding the wave of growing demand for reliable AI training data. Here's a geopolitical twist. Manus, a high-profile Chinese AI startup, relocated to Singapore and sold itself to Meta for $2 billion. TechCrunch reports that Beijing is now investigating whether this deal violated foreign investment rules, effectively grounding Manus founders in China for questioning. This move has stirred tensions, as China views such sales as selling young crops, losing valuable AI talent and IP abroad. Despite Manus' efforts to distance itself from China by relocating and restructuring, the regulatory scrutiny highlights the high stakes in the AI race between the US and China. And finally, a significant legislative development in the US, Senator Bernie Sanders is proposing a bill to halt new AI data center construction. Wired reports this moratorium aims to pause data center builds until laws are passed ensuring AI safety, environmental protection, and fair wealth distribution. The bill targets data centers with energy loads above 20 megawatts and seeks to prevent harms to working families, privacy, and climate. This comes amid growing public opposition to data centers due to their environmental impacts and rising energy costs. While industry groups warn of job losses and slower internet capacity, this marks a bold move to regulate AI's infrastructure at a national level. So, there you have it. A snapshot of AI's fast-moving landscape, with tech giants recalibrating strategies, startups scaling smartly, and governments stepping in. It's a reminder that innovation doesn't happen in a vacuum. It's shaped by economics, politics, and societal concerns. We'll keep watching closely and bring you the latest, right here on The Prompt.